Today's Bible reading will be from John chapter 4, where Jesus goes into Galilee, but he had to pass through a place called Samaria. And he came to a city in Samaria, and he has an encounter with a woman at the well. And he was able to tell her many things about herself without ever meeting her. Jesus was able to tell her, and he proclaimed to her that he was the Messiah. He says, "I am he." It's an I am statement. I am he. I who speak to you am he. And so we see then the declaration of the Messiah to the Samaritan people. We have to remember that the Jews hated Samaritans, and they wouldn't even step foot in their land. And yet Jesus says that one day that they would be worshipers, that they would worship him in spirit and in truth. We see in verse 39 through 45 that many of the Samaritans came to believe, which is absolutely amazing that Samaritans would become believers in the Lord Jesus, in the Jewish Messiah. Yet here we have it. We have this situation very early on in Jesus's ministry where Jesus is declaring himself to the Samaritans and they come to believe. And then we have this other account of healing this royal official's son. So as we read this text today, I want you to focus on the fact that Jesus is still in the business of saving people from every tribe, tongue, and nation. And we have this proof even here in John chapter 4. Jesus saved this Samaritan woman along with many, many Samaritans. And I just want to draw your attention to one verse, verse 35. Jesus says, "Do you not say that there are yet 4 months, and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, that they are white for harvest." Most likely, he was seeing these people coming to him, and they were wearing white. And he's saying, this is the harvest. Well, this harvest is continuing today as we preach the gospel, as we go and make disciples of the nations. I just want to urge you today to just be thankful for what Christ has done and what Christ is doing in saving sinners, including you and I, and how thankful we should be to him that he has snatched us from this world, that he's harvested us from this world, and now he has saved us. We are in him. What a wonderful truth to focus on as you listen to John chapter 4. John chapter 4, 1 through 54. "Therefore, when Jesus knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John, although Jesus himself was not baptizing, but his disciples were, he left Judea and went away into Galilee, and he had to pass through Samaria. So he came to a city of Samaria called Sychar, near the field that Jacob gave to his son Joseph, and Jacob's well was there. So Jesus, being wearied from his journey, was sitting thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, 'Give me a drink,' for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Therefore the Samaritan woman said to him, 'How do you, being a Jew, ask for a drink from me, being a Samaritan woman?' For Jews had no dealings with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, 'If you knew the gift of God, and who it is who says to you, "Give me a drink," you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water.' She said to him, 'Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well, and drank of it himself, and his sons, and his cattle?' Jesus answered and said to her, 'Everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water I will give him will never thirst, ever. But the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life.' The woman said to him, 'Sir, give me this water, so that I will not be thirsty, nor come back here to draw.' He said to her, 'Go call your husband and come back here.' The woman answered and said, 'I have no husband.' Jesus said to her, 'You have correctly said, I have no husband. For you had 5 husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband. This you have said truly.' The woman said to him, 'Sir, I see that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you people say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me, an hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people the Father seeks to be his worshipers. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. The woman said to him, I know the Messiah is coming, he who is called Christ. When he comes, he will declare all things to us. Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. And at this point, his disciples came, and they were marveling that he was speaking with a woman. Yet no one said, What do you seek? Or why are you speaking with her? So the woman left her water jar and went into the city and said to the men, Come see a man who told me all the things that I have done. Is he not the Christ? They went out of the city and were coming to him. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, saying, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat that you do not know about. So the disciples were saying to one another, Has anyone brought him anything to eat? Jesus said to them, My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, There are yet 4 months, and then comes the harvest. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, that they are white for harvest. Even now he who reaps is receiving wages and is gathering fruit for life eternal, so that he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this case the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor. From that city many of the Samaritans believed in him because of the word of the woman who bore witness. He told me all the things that I have done. So when the Samaritans came to Jesus, they were asking him to stay with them, and he stayed there for 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. And they were saying to the woman, It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, but we heard for ourselves and know that this one is truly the Savior of the world. And after 2 days, he went from there into Galilee. For Jesus himself bore witness that a prophet has no honor in his own country. So when he came to Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves also went to the feast. Then he came again to Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And there was a royal official whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and was asking him to come down and heal his son, for he was about to die. So Jesus said to him, Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will never believe. The royal official said to him, Sir, come down before my child dies. Jesus said to him, Go, your son lives. The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and was started on his way. And while he was going down, his slaves met him, saying that his son was alive. So he inquired of them the hour when he began to get better, and they said to him, Yesterday at the 7th hour the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at that hour in which Jesus said to him, Your son lives, and he himself believed in his whole household. This is again a second sign that Jesus did when he had come out of Judea into Galilee.